Hello and welcome to The Common Good. This is Hannah Flohr, your host here on KFSK Petersburg. And this morning, we are joined here in Studio One by various members of the Petersburg Public Library's Robotics for Kids program. And you guys, all your mics are on. Do you want to say good morning and introduce yourselves?
Good morning. I'm Lachlan Boyder.
Hi, Lachlan. What grade are you in?
I'm in third grade.
Thanks for being here. How about you?
Good morning. My name's Ivy Warhat, and I'm in fourth grade.
Welcome.
Good morning. I am Adrian Ducat, and I am a sophomore.
Hi, I'm Kari Peterson, and I am the library coordinator. And I have to say thank you to all of the participants for getting up so early on Christmas vacation to do this.
Thank you so much for being here. We've got some sleepy faces in the studio. So first of all, I wanted to sort of distinguish between the Petersburg Public Library's Robotics for Kids program and the robotics team in the middle school. Yeah. These are two completely different things, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit about what the Robotics for Kids program is? How did it come to be?
It's an after-school program for kids. And it was formerly known as STEM programming, science, technology, engineering, and math. Only we call it STEAM because we add art in there as well.
Was that just a local thing, or where you wanted to add art, or was that a national change?
I'm not sure, because we call our summer reading program the STREAM program because we add reading to it as well.
This acronym is very,
it's getting bigger and bigger. technology programming is really expensive to do. Like art programming is fairly inexpensive and,
just by virtue of the art supplies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I was looking at technology programming and offering it, of course we wanted to offer more technology programming, but, it's so cost prohibitive. So I was looking for a way to do it that would make sense financially for the library. And Dan Sullivan helped me, and because he used to do the robotics program before he retired at the elementary school.
Okay, yeah.
And Lego came out with this, I think it's called Spike Essential.
Essentials, yeah.
Yeah. And so that covered grades 1 through 5, and it's just everything you need is right there in a box, and you need an iPad to make it work, mm-hmm. and then you can use the supplies over and over and over and over again. You don't have to pay for supplies every class.
So the way that this program, the robotics program, works, it's under the umbrella of GOAT, which is a program through the Petersburg Public Library.
Yes. So GOAT is our teen program, which is... they named themselves. Adrian probably wasn't at that meeting, but it was greatest of all time. We also call it the group of advisory teens.
Right. And folks may have heard GOAT here on the radio because they have a show every Friday afternoon, and Adrian is often here playing music.
Mm-hmm. So then Connect too.
Yes, with Connect and a bunch of other people. Correct me if I have this wrong, but the GOAT kids are working with the elementary school kids.
Yes. So the GOAT kids are the teachers for the program. Mm-hmm. And I work with the GOAT kids just with child development and, you know, how we like to teach our programs for, because the library isn't school, so mm-hmm. we really, our focus is learning through play, and it needs to be a fun time. Mm-hmm. And and so the teenagers teach the kids, and I really try for our teen programming that it offers kids skill building opportunities that they can use on resumes. Mm-hmm. And so we actually hired Adrian because we have 2 pages at the library, and we had a page position open. So we changed that position a little bit to include robotics programming in it. And then because also I have to say, Adrian still volunteers. He volunteers at the GOAT program here, and he works at the library as the page putting away the books, but he also helps me with the robotics program there, all the behind-the-scenes stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Updating the technology and all that. And
we just had another person join us here in the studio. Good morning. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Good morning. I'm Nicole.
You're Nicole. Hi, thanks for coming in. And Nicole, you are also one of the student teachers with the robotics club, right?
You're right.
Thanks for coming. So, Adrian, you were in robotics when you were in middle school, correct? Can you tell us a little bit about, for folks who are listening who don't actually understand what it means to be in a robotics program, can you tell us just a little bit about it?
You mean robotics in middle school or just robotics?
Just robotics in general. I feel like
robotics, the way I think of it, it's either like the library one where you just learn how to use the tech and you just express your creativity, or like the one in middle school, you also express your creativity, but in a more set ways, if that makes any sense.
You have
this course that they give you and use your creativity to build the robot you need, and then you just program it to run the course, which has various different like challenges, stuff like that.
So are the kids in this program building Lego robots, and then they have to program in and tell the robot what to do?
In the middle school program, yes.
Okay. And how does it work with this program, with the Robotics for Kids?
Robotics for Kids, it's essentially just we show them how this works, the programming and the various things you could build, and we just let them go free and express their creativity.
Okay. So
that's sort of the goal of it.
Yeah. So Lachlan and Ivy, can you tell us a little bit about something that you built? Lachlan looks like he has something in mind. Do you want to go first?
I've built a little car that, it was like a little box that ran across a stabilizer, kind of like a ski lift, and then you could program it to go forward and backwards.
Oh, how did that work out? Did it take a while to figure out how to make it happen?
It didn't take a while because it's pretty simple to program the wheel to turn it.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that you were doing, that you're playing around with at home before you joined this program?
I don't have a lot of that stuff. I might have before made one of those, but instead of using programming, you just use gravity. But I don't have like the programming mm-hmm. stuff to build.
But it came pretty naturally to you once you started?
There's instructions on it that you can follow.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Ivy?
I built like a working Ferris wheel.
What? Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about how it works?
You just put the motor in the middle and you attach seats on the long parts, and you can put the people on it, and it spins around once you turn the motor on.
And was it a kit for a Ferris wheel, or did you have to figure out how to put it all together?
I had to figure out how to put it all together with different pieces.
Yeah. And do you guys, when you're working on these projects, do you work together, or do you work independently by yourselves?
We have tables of two.
Oh, so you're in teams,
mm-hmm.
in pairs of two. How's that?
It switched up a bit.
Yeah, like at the last class I went to, I was a partner. I had a different partner. But me and Lachlan used to be partners, and he would just like build stuff that was crazy.
What kind of crazy stuff, Lachlan?
I'd make like little robots with like spinning around on a wheel.
Like when we made like a boat launcher or something, didn't really work, but he put the people in front of it, and then he launched it, and it knocked the people over.
Oh, no.
He was just, like, pretending to torture the people.
I was thinking about your Ferris wheel, and because you can also speed up the motors, change the motors' directions.
It doesn't go too fast because it's built for kids, but you can still, like, there's the more complex kind of programming that, like, quite a few of the kids, like, got into, and then there's the more simple-looking program where it's just, like, little pictures, and it's a lot easier to work around things. But I think that's, like, another thing that brings out their creativity is that they can do so many things with it. Not only could they build a lot, they just, like, figure out how to speed it up and make it do cool things. And I thought that was really cool.
So they're not just following directions. They have a whole range of things that they can play with.
Right. Most of them kind of just stopped following the directions and went on and just, like, build whatever they wanted to. And I think some of them came up with really cool stuff.
And Kari had told me the other day that Nicole and Adrian, you guys made a lesson plan for the very first meeting.
He made a lesson plan.
And then
I did with Kari,
I insisted that they make a lesson plan.
But then it got thrown out the window almost immediately.
Yeah.
I'm more of the kind of person to just go with the flow, and it's what happens is what happens, and like I know it'll work out, but
yeah,
I think it would have been easier to like start off with like an idea of direction, because we're supposed to make them be creative. Lesson plans are like for school, less
boring.
Creative,
boring.
And the whole idea is that they're learning through play and not through school.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, but there are certain things that you have to know. The very first lesson, you had to work through.
Yeah, you had to figure out how each component work and how they all go together, and then like we just let them free.
Like how to get to what and what.
Mm. So they have to have some basic knowledge before they can really get into the creative stuff.
Yeah, but that didn't last long.
Everybody got that under their belt, and they just went.
They figured it out on their way.
Yeah. So I'm curious, Nicole and Adrian, what do you like about being the student teachers in this club?
I just like seeing all their creativity and how fast they kind of, I don't know if this makes sense, like derailed. Like they built one thing from the set of instructions that they had with them. And then the second thing they built, it was not in the instructions and just something completely different.
Yeah,
how creative they are.
They immediately started putting all of their knowledge to use in other ways.
And something that I also saw is like people, they added on to what they built. Like I know that you and Sven like added on like a little scooper thing to your car. That's the last thing I remember where it had like little rails. It was like this, where it came out off of the car. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, where they were trying to, like, figure out how to scoop up the, like, little people and, like, kind of move them. And I'm kind of surprised that they didn't, like, program more of the direction of where the car was going. They were just trying to make the car go straight.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them had a problem with it, but how fast they picked it up and, like, they managed to make it go straight was, like, really cool. And I probably would have just, like, looked it up on YouTube or something.
and Lachlan and Ivy, are you using some of the stuff that you're learning in this program? You know, I know that you can't do any programming at home necessarily, but are you using the creativity and the way of thinking in other parts of your life? I'm getting some thoughtful stares over here.
Like, do you try to be creative, like, as much as possible out of this program? It's okay to say not a lot. Yeah.
It's way too early for a question like that.
how about you two, Nicole and Adrian? Are you excited to be learning new things in the way that you work with these kids and figuring out?
Most definitely. I think that because I wanted to work with this program to, like, learn more about kind of, like, teaching, but also just working with kids in general, because I plan on doing that, like, later in life. Seems like I'm kind of good at it. Uh-huh. So it definitely helped a lot in kind of, like, putting in perspective of, like, how much you have to remind yourself that you can't tell them what to do. You tell them what direction to go in.
Mm.
And,
interesting.
Like, well, did you think about changing a component or things like that? I think that's definitely kind of like a puzzle.
Yeah. So you're guiding reminds them me. Instead of
right.
telling them.
Reminds me of a puzzle.
Yeah.
I pretty much have the same idea as Nicole. Sort of to study the, like, what's the word? I don't know. Something-ology.
Psychology.
No, I think it's a different word, but, like, kind of, like, how kids' brains work and how you can work around
developmental.
That. Developmental thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
How their brains work and, like, how you could, like, I don't know, teach them, direct them, show them things, guide mm-hmm. them.
And you get to see that in real time when you're in this robotics program.
Yeah, pretty yeah. much.
So are you going to keep doing it?
Yeah, of course.
Tell Yeah, please.
I think also, like, I'm really intrigued and interested in, like, the developmental part of children, because I want to know if, like, this creative kind of program would be more, like, sustainable to learn instead of, like, a school, like, a typical normal school setting, which is vastly different from our program. And I think it's really cool to see it, like, if some of these kids join again, I want to see how much, like, they learn and grow, because I know there's a lot more programming that, like, they could figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly don't even know as much as they know. I just, like, watch them and ask them questions, what they can do.
Yeah, you're learning from them.
Right, exactly. I don't do, like, programming, more into sports.
So you came into this because you're interested in in working with kids and not because you had any particular interest in robotics.
Right. I think it looks cool. I like watching people, like, play with Legos. I always thought it was cool when my little brother would have Legos. I'd just sit there and watch him.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see what they do.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't have too much interest in Legos, but I think it's cool.
Ivy and Luckland, are you planning on continuing on with this group?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know when it'd start back up, but I would like to keep doing it. Just the same, because it's really fun.
Yeah. Have you talked to your friends who aren't involved and told them all about it?
Kind of.
Do you think they're going to join?
There are two kids in my grade who are also in it, and they are my friends, but...
How about you, Lachlan? Are you trying to convince friends to join?
There are two in my grade who are in. I wouldn't say I'm, like, telling people about it, but I know a lot know about it.
Yeah. And Nicole and Adrian, what do you think, what kinds of kids do you think get the most out of this program? Like, if folks are listening and they're considering enrolling their kids, what sort of children get the most out of the program?
Like, the most benefit?
Yeah, just enjoy it the most.
That kind of depends. Especially if they're, I think that sometimes, like, I know public school, how do I put this in words? I feel like homeschool is, like, your parents, a lot of parents that I've seen are more likely to want their kids to be creative, which is why, or, like, some reasons why they don't put their kids in public school. I think that's great. I think that's really cool. But also, it just depends on the kid and, like, their learning style and how well they can work with others and whether or not they thrive better in
like a structured classroom or just hanging out and, mm-hmm. you know, playing with like
experimenting.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, I wouldn't be super good with this because I don't like, if I was a kid, I'm not really experimental and I don't really like go out of my like comfort zone too mm-hmm. much. Mm-hmm. But like, I think also another thing is the kids that do, like experiment, I think it's kind of motivating the others. I see it's slightly happening, but I know that it's happening, and I'm really curious to see if it'll happen more and more with like other groups.
Oh, that's so interesting. Could see other members of the club like breaking rules and, well, not breaking rules, but like thinking outside the box, and they want to do the same thing.
Right. And yeah. Even like some things that like you came up with, I thought that was like really cool, and it seemed like it made like somewhat of an impact on the others, and like trying to like add on things and see what else you could do. Can I pick up a person? Mm-hmm. Can I like, yeah, shovel the dog across the table?
Were you talking to Lachlan when you said you? Lachlan, did you succeed in picking up a person?
I didn't really, but I had a few ideas on how you could stop the person from just staying there and not being picked up.
Is that something you're going to work on in the future?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have to add, too, that Lachlan was really good at the experimenting. And I remember he had Ivy speed up the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, will you say that into
and
the
so
mic,
tell,
Ivy?
Tell what happened. He's like, speed it up, Ivy, speed it up.
It was going really, really fast.
Uh-huh.
Well, not too fast, but it was pretty fast. Enough for if the person wasn't on all the way, it would fly off. And he didn't put a person on all the way. He kind of took it off and didn't put it on all the way. And then I started it, and it flew off.
So it was like a little human catapult.
Yeah.
You could probably make a catapult with just the wheel, then it launching.
This is making me wonder whether, Kari, there is a plan or a seed of thought to have a demonstration, because I would really love to see the things that these kids have made, and I think a little demonstration would be super fun.
I just haven't put them up yet. I did take some videos of things the kids were building, and I have some of the Ferris wheel too. I think I can post those on Facebook. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, we are getting to the end of our time. I don't know if anybody has anything else they'd like to add. Kari looks like she's got something.
I just want to say thank you to everybody. And it's been really fun, I think, especially... It's been fun watching Adrian come out as a leader in the GOAT program, and then where
he was super awkward at first. it was so funny.
Well, I think now Kinnack is sort of like the upcoming leader now.
He is here at the radio station.
Yeah.
But Adrian was definitely the one that came out after the pandemic as the leader and kept the group on task, and then that just kind of led one thing to another, and that's how he ended up in this position. And it's been so fun to watch Nicole develop too, and they're having a great time working with the kids, and I have to say that I'm having a great time working with the teens and getting to pass that knowledge on about working with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to say thank you that we were able to make this program happen thanks to a donation from Chris Norris and the Petersburg Community Foundation.
Right, because this program is not actually in the Petersburg Public Library Borough budget. It's a separate...
Yeah, all the funding for it came from grant funds.
Yeah.
And to buy the equipment, which, because the initial investment was a lot. And then we... with the help of Adrian and volunteers like Nicole and Caden Turland also, and when you were talking about what kids benefit, I think what's another thing that's so nice about having so many teachers in the room and such a small group of kids is that kids get really like one-on-one attention, mm-hmm. individualized, and that really boosts self-esteem in a lot of ways. And I really saw that happen with Caden Turland, especially. Mm-hmm. He really just, and the kids said that to me the last day of class. I asked him, you know, what he enjoyed most about robotics. And he told me about how he was having a hard time with it. And then he got to work with Caden for the day and how then he was just in love with robotics.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I wish I got to see him. I'm so sad.
Yeah, that's really wonderful.
I also wanted to say thank you because I did not know that. And that makes me very happy that we get to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you all so much for coming in so early in the morning. I really appreciate it. And I'm excited to hear that this program is going to continue and see what comes from it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.